Meet Kevin Hines. He's a biologist with New York's Department of Environmental Conservation, and he's getting ready to crack open a bald eagle's skull.
Well, sometimes we look at eagles that are considerably worse postmortem condition than this, and sometimes we get them fairly fresh.
Dead raptors like this one are taken to his lab near Albany. There he performs an examination. The results showed lead bullet fragments inside the bird, along with deer hairs and fibers. The cause of death was lead poisoning. Environmental experts like Hines are seeing a disturbing trend, an increase in lead-related deaths among bald eagles.
Now it's getting worse because the population is growing, so there's more out there to die.
Now, estimates show there are 143,000 bald eagles nationwide. That includes more than 3,000 in the Great Lakes region. The Raptor Center at the University of Minnesota has been keeping track of the issue. Executive Director Julia Ponder says close to 90% of the eagles they take in every year have lead exposure, and 25 to 30% have lead poisoning.
And I can also tell you that of the 25 to 30% that have lead toxicity, most of those die in our center.
Now back in New York, the numbers are small but concerning, from 2 lead-related deaths in 2009 to 9 last year.
And while it might not be at a rate that is affecting their population, because we're finding that oftentimes it's adult birds, the birds that are now of breeding age, that those are the ones that are getting lead poisoning. Those are the most reproductively active birds.
That's wildlife disease ecologist Kristen Schuler from Cornell University. She's been working with Hines on the issue.
So you could potentially be having impacts on the population where it's not growing quite as quickly as it would have if you don't see that mortality.
Schuler says eagles sometimes feast on the carcasses of animals that were shot with lead ammunition. They see it as an easy meal, but it's usually a toxic meal with lead fragments lodged inside the tissues.
So it's not something that the bird necessarily notices while it's eating, but then when it gets into the stomach and the lead is dissolved and taken up into the bloodstream, then it can start to have different neurological problems.
Schuler says the key to solving this problem is education and discouraging the use of lead ammunition for big game hunting. Lead ammunition is widely used because of its affordability and its availability. Lead shot for waterfowl hunting has already been banned nationwide. But ultimately, there's life at the center of this issue. Every spring, more eagle pairs in the Great Lakes region give birth. Like this family, its large nest is set in a tree on the edge of a farmer's field just outside of Lake Ontario. Inside the nest, a brown eaglet played peekaboo with a group of bird watchers.
Oh, he's up on the edge.
Butt shot.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at him. Cool.
For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.